It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
This next guest couldn't be more in tune with you, the Triple M listener. Straight out of your generation, you will have listened to his band on CDs in your bedroom. You would have watched all their videos on Rage. You would have got mum to buy big day out tickets to see them. And yes, I'm sure you voted for them via a phone call in the Hottest 100. But did you know that they're more in tune with you than you realised? They named their band Jebediah after the Simpsons character Jebediah Springfield. And we know half your material with your mates revolves around Simpsons quotes.
A noble spirit embiggens the smallest man.
So how cool is that fact? They're the guitar-driven Aussie alternative rock legends from Perth, and after 13 years of hiatus, they've got a new album. So who do they chat to? The one and only Dave Gleeson on Triple M. Please welcome, from Jebediah, Kevin Mitchell.
Well, they smashed onto the scene in 1997, this band from Western Australia. Another band from Western Australia. Geez, they produced some great music over in that part of the world. Jebediah I talk of, and they have been part of the Australian music scene since that time. A little bit of time off, but they're back with their first album in 13 years, and I'm joined right now by Kevin Mitchell, lead singer. G'day, Kevin. How are you?
G'day, mate. Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem at all, mate. What's it feel like, 13 years between albums? It must feel really great to have the four of yous back together again and creating new music.
Yeah, it does. We've always been playing shows together. It has been, as you said, 13 years since the last record. In that time, we've been touring pretty consistently, and we did a little, they used to call them greatest hits records. I don't know if they call that anymore. Did something akin to that during that time. But we haven't been in the studio making new music for a very long time. Although, you know, I don't know if you, empathize with this, but 13 years goes pretty damn quick. It doesn't feel like 13 years, you know what? It feels like more like five.
Yeah, and like with a group of people like obviously yous are, that you've been able to stay together since day one, there'd probably be that feeling if you get back in the room and it's like no time has passed.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens. And you know, with this record, we, for the first time ever, we booked a studio with no songs ready. We had nothing at all to come in. So we were really taking a chance on that chemistry still being there. And sure enough, it was. And, you know, when I talk to people about this, the best way that I can sort of describe it is like, you know, when you might get together with your old friends who you went to high school with, you know, and some of these people you may not have seen since high school or whatever. But if they're like, if they're from that old friendship group, sure enough, it doesn't take long before all the old sort of in-jokes start to pop up, or everybody tends to kind of revert back to their old kind of ways. And I think with the band, much like a family, you know, when you're all together in a room, you've kind of just got that common language and that sort of old school, that just an old way of sort of relating with each other that just kind of keeps coming back.
And look, I think people that haven't been in bands might find it hard to realise that you spend so much time together in those early days. I mean, it's all about, you're either rehearsing or band practicing or playing shows or sitting in a car driving to shows, and you just get to know each other so well, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when our band first started, we were all friends in high school for years before we even started the band. And then, you know, obviously, you know, as you know, when a band sort of starts to, you know, taste a little bit of success, and of course it turns into a job and you're sort of on the road all the time. But, you know, in those early days of Jebediah, even, you know, we were living in Perth, obviously, and we'd go on tour for like a month and we'd come home. But because we all had the same friendship group. So, you know, the first weekend we were all back in Perth again after the tour, we'd all be like ringing each other up, oh, where are you going on Saturday night? And so, you know, we really lived in each other's pockets for years, until eventually we kind of all grew up and got our own lives. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like a family relationship, and it's those ties that have really kind of kept us together all these years.
Now let's talk about the album Oiks. Is this a reference to Rah Rah Rah? We're going to smash the Oiks from the Young Ones.
Well, it is indirectly. Exactly. It's funny because, yeah, I was a big Young Ones fan. I was pretty young at the time as a kid.
Would have been very subversive for you. I was watching it.
Yeah, a lot of, I think maybe sometimes the jokes kind of went over my head, but, I do remember that episode, you know, where they would go on University Challenge.
Yes.
But I'd forgotten about it. And it was actually, you know, Tim Rogers from UMI was the one that, came up with this word for me, like, and you know, he was asked in an interview to give his first impressions of our band, and he said they were like a little gang of oiks, and I didn't know what an oik was, so I looked it up and discovered what it meant, and it's kind of like an old Victorian word, you know, to describe like a little street urchin, a little an uncouth youth,
bunch of upstarts.
Like a little, it's like it's almost got a Dickensian or like an Oliver Twist kind of thing, you know. and so that was kind of where I got it. But then I was reminded about that Young Ones episode much later in the piece. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that episode. I just couldn't remember the Oiks bit. So, there's a couple of references there for it.
Now, we've heard the first song off it, Gum Up the Bearings. And it's a different task now making an album, isn't it? I mean, obviously, music, the industry's moved on to different, you know, people just releasing singles or whatever. But there is something magic about making a full album with people who you really love making music with, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I guess it's because it's the format we grew up with. Mm. And I suppose what we might see happen as the new, more sort of younger generation start making more and more music, that if they haven't grown up with that format, perhaps it might start to die off. I don't know, but for me, I'm old enough, you know, but growing up in that sort of 80s and 90s, it's still very much the format that just makes sense. Even when I visualize album artwork, it's always on a record, it's always on a vinyl sleeve.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
That's
yeah.
how I kind of imagine what it will look like, and so we're just still very attached to that, you know. I guess it still holds the romance and of the art form for us. And you know, it's how I sort of fell in love with music, was putting on a record and being taken on a bit of a journey, you know. And we've always enjoyed that process of considering, well, you know, how do we want to introduce people to the record? What's the first song going to be?
Yeah.
And you know, how do we want to kind of manipulate their experience? You know, so it kind of goes up and down and is interesting. And so, yeah, we still really kind of love that. And we'll just keep doing it because that's what we like. And we're in a position now, we're an independent band and, you know, we pay for all this stuff ourselves. And so we can do whatever the hell we want,
yeah.
you know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, that's kind of what it was like when we started.
And then, of course, it can inform the live shows. I mean, you, as you say, you're taking people on a journey with you through the albums and stuff like that, and you have your high points and your low points, but it's almost a microcosm of a live show, isn't it?
Well, I guess you're trying to do the similar thing, aren't you? When you're putting a set list together, you're sort of considering, you know, the order of everything and how you want the audience to respond and what you want them to take away from it. So yeah, it is the same thing, and that's, you know, it's fun.
Now, you've got a reputation, you guys forged it right from the very beginning as being one of the great live bands in Australia, and I see you going on tour with none other than the beautiful Adelita and Magic Dirt.
Yeah, which is, you know, going to be a real thrill. It's a band that we, you know, I remember discovering them when I was a teenager. We used to go and watch them play. We used to support them when we were starting out, and we were so excited just to be in their presence.
Yeah.
We looked up to them, you know. They were like we idolized bands like Magic Dirt in the early 90s. And then we did tour with them in the year 2000. We did a big national tour with them. And then, yeah, that was 24 years ago. So, I mean, we've played lots of gigs with them in that time, but, you know, festivals and things like that, never a full-blown sort of 20-odd date tour,
so
not since then. So, yeah, it's just going to be great to do that with those guys and kind of, you know, share what I'm sure will be many fun times on the road. Even though we're all a bit older now, I've got a feeling we'll manage to find a good time.
No worries. Kevin, it's been awesome to talk to you, mate. And I'll tell you, the Australian music industry is better off with Jebediah out there playing live. And everyone, the album's out now. It's called Oiks. Go and grab it and support one of Australia's great live bands.
Thanks, mate. Thanks so much for having me on.
Cheers, Kevin. Good on you, mate.
For all the latest rock news, interviews and backstage experiences, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.